This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza, causing renewed concern Saturday about civilian deaths. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the U.S. has urged Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms as children screamed for their mothers and anxious relatives urged for help. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Chamas.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said Saturday resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has put intense pressure on civilians already under a tremendous strain. In a statement Saturday, the Red Cross said civilians have overwhelmingly borne the brunt of the hostilities in Gaza and Israel so far. And following the resumption of fighting, the aid group fears civilians now face increased suffering and urged the parties in the conflict to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties and harm. Speaking to the Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, ICRC Director General Robert Mardini said the organization has 130 staff working in the Palestinian enclave ready to help.
We stand ready to facilitate further release operations of hostages in Gaza and Palestinian detainees to be reunited with their families. Those moments are a glimmer of hope in the midst of intense fighting.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration has issued a final rule aimed at reducing methane emissions, targeting the U.S. oil and natural gas industry for its role in global warming. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing only on new wells. It also regulates smaller wells that will be required to find and plug methane leaks. At the UN Climate Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
It is, dare I say, our duty and our obligation, not a choice.
Also at COP28, 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near zero methane emissions, but environmental groups call it a smokescreen to hide the reality we need to phase out oil, gas, and coal. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korea said Saturday it would consider any interference with its satellite operations a declaration of war and would mobilize its war deterrence if an attack against its strategic assets were imminent. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Citing a statement from North Korea's defense ministry spokesperson, state media KCNA reported that Pyongyang would respond to any U.S. interference in space by eliminating the viability of U.S. spy satellites. When asked if Washington had the capability to interrupt the North's satellite reconnaissance operations, a U.S. Space Command spokesman said the U.S. could deny an adversary's space capabilities using a variety of means. That's according to U.S. broadcaster RFA. North Korea says it successfully launched its first military spy satellite on November 21st, transmitting photos of military installations in the U.S. mainland, Japan, and the U.S. territory of Guam. The U.S. targeted the North with fresh sanctions on Thursday.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. Munich's airport canceled all flights for the day Saturday after a winter storm bumped snow across southern Germany and parts of Austria and Switzerland, affecting travel across the region. Germany's National Railway said trains to and from Munich Central Station were also halted and advised passengers to delay or reroute their journeys. At the Munich airport, a stranded passenger, Perpetual Baez, who's traveling with her family, told the Reuters News Service she had been at the airport for several hours with no options.
For now, I don't know. They have told us to wait up to 12 o'clock. I was here since 5 p.m. in the morning at dawn, and it's too much stress with three children. It's not easy. So for now, we don't know.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.